everyone. This is Caroline here. Welcome back to another episode of our CBIC podcast. Here with us today is Annie Lord-Stevens and Sam McFarlane of Public Health Ontario. Public Health Ontario is an arm's-length government agency that was created post-SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome. Sam and Annie work for the Infection Prevention and Control Department, whose mandate is to provide scientific and technical expertise on IPAC concerns to stakeholders across the province of Ontario, Canada. And for those of you who don't know and are listening today, IPAC, IPAC, stands for Infection Prevention and Control Canada, and it will be referenced throughout this podcast. Sam is the team lead for the regional IPAC office, and Annie is a regional IPAC specialist. Due to civics attendance at this year's IPAC Canada and the International Federation of Infection Control Conference in Quebec City, I happened to stumble upon Sam and Annie's poster board on compressed virtual CIC study groups, which provided the inspiration for and is the subject of this podcast. Before we touch on that further, though, Civic would like to give thanks to a few parties for making this podcast happen. Thanks, of course, to Annie and Sam for their time, and to Public Health Ontario for sparing them for a few minutes of their time. Thanks to IPAC Canada for continuing to be a strong partner organization to Civic. And of course, thanks also to the local IPAC Canada chapters, IPAC Ottawa Region, IPAC OR, and IPAC Eastern Ontario, IPAC EO, for participating in and supporting these virtual study groups, because of course, without them and without their participation, this podcast probably wouldn't be happening. Now let's get started. Annie and Sam, can you tell our listeners a bit more about you?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, Caroline, I'm an IPAC specialist with Public Health Ontario. My background is nursing, and I've been involved in IPAC in some capacity for several years. My role at PHO consists of supporting IPAC professionals with scientific and technical advice in various infection prevention and control areas. I discovered IPAC Canada when I started as an ICP in a small rural hospital and fell in love with the networking and education opportunities that this group provides to IPAC professionals. I got involved right away with the executive committee. Now in my role at PHO, I support the chapters in various different ways, and the CIC study group is an example of that.
Hey, and this is Sam speaking, and I've had a real privilege to hold numerous roles within PHO. My background with PHO has taken me from supporting provincial-level programs, such as our UTI program and our Just Clean Your Hands program, to supporting large teaching hospitals with ongoing outbreaks, to supporting small community partners with their IPAC programs. Presently, I'm the team lead for the East Regional Office. Our office supports healthcare stakeholders in implementing IPAC best practices, really supporting stakeholders to take the knowledge related to IPAC and move it into action. In regards to IPAC Canada, I've been a member for over a decade. I presented at our national conference on numerous occasions and have had the privilege of being a chapter president and sitting in the executive for two local IPAC chapters. Currently, I'm supporting the work of the IPAC Canada Program and Projects Committee. And in addition, I'm currently challenging my certification exam for the second time, so a discussion about the CIC study group is really timely.
Awesome. Thanks, Annie and Sam. And... Sam, I'm good. Best of luck to you on your recertification examination. I know this time of year is a pretty hectic one for our CICs out there, so you're not alone. But it sounds like you both know how to stay quite busy. In addition to your own work, your voluntary and participation work with IPAC Canada. And Annie, as you were the primary author and lead of the study group that I mentioned, why don't you get the ball rolling by giving us an overview of that study group and poster?
Of course. In the spring of 2018, a group of stakeholders from a local public health unit reached out to the IPAC East team of Public Health Ontario to look into the possibility of organizing a study group to support them in preparing to write the CIC exam. IPAC East team contacted then two local IPAC Canada chapters, the IPAC Ottawa region, known as IPAC OR, and IPAC Eastern Ontario, known as IPAC EO, to determine if there was interest in creating a collaborative CIC study group. Many employers are moving towards making the certification a condition of hire.
However, for many ICPs, the process to prepare for the examination can be stressful, and the ability to access content areas or experts can be problematic, especially for those ICPs working in smaller facilities who are geographically isolated. So we felt very strongly about making this accessible to as many individuals as possible. The chapters identified speakers who would cover 9 subject areas presented over 6 sessions. PHO organized the dates, times, and webinar technology. In order to accommodate working hours, the sessions took place between 5 and 7 p.m. Participants expressed that the study group should be completed before the summer. Therefore, sessions ran between April and June of 2018. We had 47 participants registered to this area of webinar.
Great, thank you for that. It sounds like quite the collaborative effort, and 47 participants sounds like an excellent number to me. It's amazing what can be accomplished when different groups join forces. And on that note, Sam, did you have anything to add?
For sure, Carolyn, and just building upon that, this was an amazing, stellar opportunity to collaborate with 2 IPAC Canada chapters and utilize the expertise they have within those chapters to support the content creation and delivery of the CSE study group. My role in all of this was to help find the speakers, arrange and support the technology for the sessions, and sharing any pre-reading material with those attending the study groups.
And then can you, either of you, share what the results of the study were and like some of the key takeaways?
Absolutely. CIC series covered the following subject areas. So we talked about microbiology, dialysis, surveillance, surgical site surveillance, reprocessing, occupational health and safety, communication and management, renovation, construction, environmental cleaning, and epidemiology. As mentioned previously, 47 participants registered for the series, representing 4 IPAC Canada chapters. We had representation from IPAC OR, IPAC EO, IPAC Northeastern Ontario, and IPAC Northwestern Ontario. The participants represented acute care, long-term care, community health center, and public health units. So participants intended to write their initial exam or the recertification exam, while others trying to deepen their IPAC knowledge. Participants could handpick which session they wanted to participate in based upon their own learning needs. Presentations were shared in advance of the session, and participants had the ability to ask questions on the teleconference line or via the Adobe webinar chat. An evaluation was sent to participants with a response rate of 31.6%, which is approximately 15 of the 47 registered participants. And using the Poet-Likert scale, the response of how would you rate this theory was 4.6. We unfortunately did not capture the information regarding how many of our participants did write successfully the exam. It's definitely a lesson learned from us. It's something we want to collect for future offerings.
Great. Thank you for providing that overview. As many of our listeners know, there are over 7,600 CICs represented in over 40 countries worldwide. However, as many international applicants who live in remote areas are aware of, access to in-person study groups or exam preparatory classes are limited. As such, we've seen a growth in virtual study opportunities, from the formation of online study sessions led by volunteers and former CICs, to videos that walk through different sections of the study textbook, to a WhatsApp chat forum that actually goes through retired test questions and provides the rationale and answer for it. Sam, now that you've seen the results firsthand of a virtual CIC study group, can you speak to the importance of virtual study groups on an international scale towards obtaining the CIC?
Oh, for sure, I'd love to. So really what we learned through this is that a virtual CIC group is really an effective way to reach a large number of participants who might not otherwise have access to a study group. The collaborative effort of working together to foster CIC certification not only built really strong relationships between the participants, but supported smaller chapters who would otherwise have difficulty supporting the study group. The dream would really to be see this opportunity cross borders and reach as many individuals as possible, and certainly promote IPAC and the importance of obtaining CIC certification.
And on that note, do you have any future plans to continue with CIC virtual study groups and open them up to other IPAC Canada chapters or even beyond that?
Yeah, really, absolutely. So we actually just completed another series with IPAC Canada, IPAC Ottawa, and IPAC Eastern Ontario chapters just this spring. We're hoping that by sharing our experience, these virtual CSE study groups will start to appear for all IPAC Canada chapters in Ontario and maybe perhaps beyond.
That would be quite impressive, and it might open the door for part two of this podcast. And is there anything else either of you would like to share before we start to wrap things up?
Carolyn, I really just wanted to say thanks to IPAC Canada chapters that have really been so gracious in putting this effort available forward, and also to thank PHO for supporting Annie and I in facilitating this educational opportunity, and really also for CIPIC for your interest in supporting our project and for the opportunity to speak to you about today about this great endeavor that we took upon.
And what an endeavor it was. That's all I have for you, Annie and Sam. It's been such a pleasure speaking with both of you. And thanks again to Public Health Ontario and IPAC Canada for their involvement and assistance with these virtual study groups. And of course, thanks again, Annie and Sam. You guys have been wonderful, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Thanks so much.
Until next time, future and fellow CICs.